Welcome to the Bridging the Divide podcast. Each week, we'll explore the key factors that have contributed to today's economic divide, hear from experts and changemakers, and offer practical insights for aspiring entrepreneurs who are ready to break down barriers and inspire others. Join me as we navigate the challenges and opportunities for closing the economic gap, one conversation at a time. Hello. Welcome back to the Bridging the Divide podcast. I'm your host, Rolando Bonilla. So today I want to talk to you about a topic I hear about all the time. It's a topic you hear about all the time. It's a topic that is at the core of, particularly in the beginning stages of your company, in my mind, needs to get resolved pretty quickly. Otherwise, you risk putting yourself on a path of least percentages of success. It's the issue of work-life balance, you know, work-life balance. But let me give you a snapshot of what my days look like. I wake up at 3 a.m. I meditate. I make it a point to read. After I read, I write a novel. After I write a novel, I have breakfast. I make sure that it's quinoa and granola and yogurt. And then after, that's obviously not true. That is not what my morning looks like. And the reason I start that way is very often right now, and we live in an environment where this notion of hustle culture is kind of taking root. The reality is that everyone's reality is different. So to me, the idea of work-life balance, number one, first of all, that balance doesn't exist, right? To me, what I have seen work in my life and the life of others who are in business and doing well is really figuring out how to structure your day in order to maximize the time that you have within the responsibilities that you also have to manage. So, you know, very often there is this perception that if you don't completely lose yourself in the forming of the business, that you won't have a chance to succeed. For me personally, that actually is how I operate. That actually is the way that I tend to move. So that works for me. But I have also recognized in my years of experience that we're all different. And we have to find the best rhythms by which we can pull ourselves on a pathway to have that success. You know, there's extremes on all sides. But the reality of it is you have to make it a point in the beginning in particular to accept that there are things you are going to have to give up. But that doesn't mean you have to give up being yourself. So I'll give you an example. If vacationing is something that's really important to you, the reality of it is that if you're starting your company and that's day one of your company and you're already planning a couple of vacations, yeah, that's probably not the right way to start, right? But that doesn't mean that as you're building your company, that you're not going to be able to take a moment or two to pause, to breathe, to spend time with loved ones, to go watch a movie, and give yourself the necessary support to reset, re-energize. This was something that I actually learned when I was in law school. Law school was, you know, for those of you that have gone or know about it, it's a very competitive process. You know, you're constantly in those books. You're constantly studying, asking questions, taking notes. You become obsessive. Even if you're not that way, you really do become obsessive, particularly if there's a rule or an element that you're not really fully grasping. So then all of a sudden you start going to the secondary books to read, to understand. Before you know it, you're spending easily, not including class time, another 6, 7, 8 hours a day trying to get a grasp of the subject matter material. I remember I used to live by the beach in San Francisco. I remember beautiful, warm days. I could literally hear the crowds walking to the beach, which I lived right in front of, walking to the beach, having a good time. And I was at home studying civil procedure, contracts, con law, constitutional law, reading it, rereading it, understanding it. But that's what the circumstances required for me to have success and my classmates. If we wanted to stay in the program and we wanted to be successful at the end, that was the kind of investment we needed to make. However, even within that, There were moments that we all had to create for ourselves to take a deep breath, reset, re-energize the brain, give it time to rest. And I really believe that had I not done that, the likelihood of success, not just for me, but for a lot of my classmates as well, would have been a lot more difficult because it's just not sustainable. So I think for me, it's really work-life balance is one of these things where you know the scales have to be uneven, more on the work than the life part, but that doesn't mean that your life is completely over and that you can no longer do some of the things to a different degree, obviously, do some of the things that make you happy, that give you energy, and that give you the space to be better. As obsessive as I am about what I do, as much as I love it, as much as I need it to feel fulfilled, I also recognize that I have to take a step back to go to the gym, to go watch a movie, to sometimes just sit in front of the ocean and actually I like to jump into the ocean and swim. But those little things, if I did them every day, would be problematic for my company because obviously it needs me to do what I do in order for them to move forward, to grow. But if I didn't do them, it would also hurt my company because I also wouldn't be at my best. So to me, it's always about that, the actual balance of the balance, right? Like you have to accept that you are going to be in an uneven relationship with the work side of the life of the scale, but that it is okay for you to find those moments to reset and recharge your battery. Because if you don't do that, then what happens is you will struggle, right? Because you're not at your best and you're not happy. But you also have to ask yourself this question. Are you the type of person that is so self-motivated that, you know, you don't need to get pushed? Or are you the kind of person that needs to get pushed and pulled? If you need to get pushed and pulled, then that scale has to be even more uneven on the work side to offset the fact that you, left to your own devices, may put more emphasis on the life part. But if on the other hand, you're like me, who, you know, I don't need to get pushed to do what I do, then it's even easier for me to take those moments to take a step back because by nature, I can only do 1 or 2 days before my body and my mind start craving getting back on the field and playing in business, right? So you have to also be honest about yourself and where you are as a person. Do you need a lot of motivation and push? Or are you a self-starter? In this space, entrepreneurism, most of us tend to be self-starters. However, I've met many successful folks with small businesses who have had people in their corner helping push them and push them and push them. And then over time, the idea kind of clicks and it becomes something successful. So to me, if you're not aware of those, then you also run the risk of stepping into the wrong equation with your work-life balance, and then all of a sudden you're thrown off. I like to tell you that, you know, everyone is obsessive. No, that's not true. I run into, like I said, a lot of business people who make it a point to enjoy themselves. I know some who have built businesses that are pretty much virtual and enjoy traveling. Their business allows that. I've also met some whose businesses don't allow for that, who do travel, whose businesses have not succeeded. So you have to be honest with, number one, the kind of person you are, really self-motivator, self-starter, someone that needs a lot more help. In my experience, if you're a self-motivator, it's a lot easier to take those moments off because the reality of it is, you again, as I said, you want to get right back on the field and play. If you're one of those folks who needs a lot of help to just kind of get on the field and play, then you would want to actually spend more time playing before you take those moments off in order for you to get some momentum and some growth and some progress. Because what I've also seen in those experiences is that when it is time for you to reset, you reset, but then you need another push to kind of get you going again. So you want to make sure that when you do have those jump off moments, you've been able to actually move the needle in a way that's substantial enough that you can actually, I guess, reward yourself with a day or two off to move things forward. Because at the end of the day, what I've seen is that if that's not where you're at, then it becomes a lot more problematic for you to restart. So you also have to take into account responsibilities. You know, you have kids. Do you, you know, are you in a relationship? Are you not in a relationship? Rent, do you have a full-time job? Are you doing this on the side while you have a full-time job? All of these are variables you have to take into account before you make your decision about the type of work-life balance you're looking for. I would say the more the responsibilities, the more focused you have to be in the forming of your business, because you don't have a lot of room. Your time is that much more valuable, because if you only have 2 hours a day or 3 hours a day to work on your business, then they have to be highly productive 2 or 3 hours in order for you to really feel like you're moving the needle forward. On the other side of the equation, if this is all you're doing and you're not obsessive about it, then obviously having the time isn't helping you in any way, because there's no real plan, no real structure for you to move this entity forward. So yeah, work-life balance. Reality of it is there's no one size fits all. You don't have to be as obsessive, as crazy as I tend to be about these things. But on the other hand, you do have to be honest, right? You have to be really honest with yourself. If you're constantly going out with your friends, if you're, you know, you see yourself scrolling on social media a lot, if you take a lot of vacations, I mean, candidly speaking, you're probably not going to have a successful business. On the other hand, if you, you know, spend all of your time, a vast majority of your time trying to learn, trying to grow, trying to find investors, and then you make it a point to, you know, reserve an hour or two or a day or two out of the month to just enjoy yourself, that's okay, right? Because you're spending, again, that scale is predominantly on the work side of the house, which means you're going to be able to move the needle a lot further, faster, which at the end will actually get you a lot closer to having the kind of life that you want. So, you know, there is no one size fits all, but I would say work-life balance, the key to work-life balance is honesty, honesty with yourself. Who are you? Are you a self-motivator, or do you need a lot of push? Are you really using each hour that you have available for your business to the best of the abilities, or are you just kind of going through the motions? You know, are you taking a lot of vacations or not? These are questions that only you can answer for yourself, but I think deep down inside you already know if there's more emphasis on the life, then clearly the business's likelihood of succeeding diminish. On the other hand, if there's more emphasis on the work, then the business's opportunities to succeed increase exponentially. It's all up to you, but it's all up to you to be honest with yourself first about what it is, who you are, and what it is that you're actually investing in your company. I'll leave you with this. I may have said this in one of the podcasts earlier. Going to the gym and saying you're going to lift weights and kind of going through the motions of lifting the weights doesn't make you a weightlifter. Doesn't give you chiseled abs and pecs. But going to the gym with intention and using, for example, if all you have is an hour every day, really using that hour to the best of your ability, really understanding the muscle, understanding how it tears and how each curl, doing it and taking your time is getting you closer to you. That's better than someone who has, for example, 8 hours in the gym and is just kind of going through the motions. So don't go through the motions. Be honest about yourself. Be with yourself. Once you've determined who you are and what you need to succeed, only then can you begin having the conversation about work-life balance. So, all right, my friends, thanks for listening. Until next week. Thanks for listening to the Bridging the Divide podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review, share with a friend, and give us a follow on all of our platforms. Special thanks to you for taking the time to listen today.